August 5th, the power of the cross. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1:18. The preaching of the cross is folly or foolishness to those who are perishing. That explains a lot. The world has gone crazy. And to tell them that the power of God can be seen in the cross of Jesus Christ dumbfounds them. Yet, it is true. Those of us who have been saved by the blood of Christ fully understand the power of the cross. We have been yanked out of the grip of death and hell, pulled away from a life with no meaning or purpose, and given a new life that shall last forever and a reason for living. God's power through the cross of Christ has accomplished this. So why would we live as those who have no power, strength, or hope? The power of the cross can separate us from this evil, dying world. Galatians 6:14. The power of the cross can reconcile us to God. Colossians 1, 15-23. The power of the cross can save our souls. Romans 1:16. This is the same power that God exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. Ephesians 1:20. Thank God for the power he has placed in your life through the cross of Christ.